My name is Helen Rayel, and I've been involved with Arte Americas for over 20 years, and one of the installers of Día de los Muertos exhibit. And it's called Contigo en la Distancia, with you at a distance, or better well said, with you always. Día de los Muertos is a sacred holiday in Mexico, and it is not Halloween, and we don't want to confuse the public that it's about trick-or-treat. It's not. It's a sacred holiday that kind of blends with Memorial Day and Valentine's Day. In America, we memorialize our dead during Memorial Day. In Mexico, they do it during Day of the Dead, and they give a sugar skull. In America, we give a heart. And both are parts of our body. And so we memorialize them. We put pictures of them in a home altar. Also their favorite drink or their favorite pastime, whether it's playing cards or building rockets or whatever. We have their favorite things on their altars along with pictures that will tell their story. When you walk up to this, you will see the installation, and it's a yellow and lavender, which is kind of the colors of Day of the Dead. I've selected a writer, an architect, and a painter. Pedro Ramirez Vázquez was a Mexican architect who designed the Anthropology Museum in Mexico. Carlos Fuentes was a Mexican writer and a novelist and essayist. One of his books was made into an American movie, El Gringo. And we have Ignacio Barrios, who is a Mexican painter, mostly watercolor and painted landscapes. Contigo en la distancia, amada mía. If you look at Pedro Ramirez Vázquez, you will see the compass has become a skeleton form over here. And the butterfly is there, the monarch butterfly, which has taken them on to the afterlife. And then here you have Carlos Fuentes' books, and you have Ignacio Barros' brushes that are also have skeleton figures on them. And all through here you have a shot glass, which is tequila. And so we're offering them a good shot on their way out. And the monarch butterfly follows everyone to its to the thereafter. What I thought was important is that when students come through here, that they can say, well, this is a writer, this is a painter, this is an architect, this was a crossover singer, this was a songwriter, a film actress. We can too. Si se puede. We can do those things as well. And that's what we'd like for students to take away from here. They can leave a footprint. They can leave a huella because we are showing them the way. Even if it is through Day of the Dead, it's about living. It's about bringing back to life these people. And being that we're going to be dead a long time, if we don't remember those who have gone before us, they die. So it's not a morbid holiday. It's a celebration of their lives.